Okay. So everybody just settle back, get a little comfortable, take a couple of deep breaths. And just imagine that this group, that we're all in a circle. And we're in a circle with a lot of beautiful divine beings. And we're all holding hands. So between each of us is an angel or an archangel or an ascended master. And you can feel the love flowing from each to the next and through into the next. So that it's a circle connected by that beautiful, beautiful love. Then behind us is another circle of divine beings. And you can feel the love radiating from that circle into the back of you. And in front of us, there's another circle of divine beings. And you can feel the love radiating from those beings into the front of you. So you can feel yourself completely surrounded by love. And there's also a sphere of angels that encompasses all of us and the earth and everyone on it. And we're all now radiating love to everyone and everything. And Mother Earth is receiving this love with a lot of gratitude. And she says, thank you. And just allow yourself to feel the love. And even the members of our group who are not on the call are still in the circle, and they are still receiving this love. And just relax and receive the love. And as you do, more love will radiate from you as well. You may feel your heart chakra getting warmer. You may feel it opening and expanding from the front and from the back as you are also radiating the love that you are receiving. And so we've become just one big love machine. And we are producing love and receiving love and becoming stronger and even more radiant than we were before. And you may feel that your body is getting kind of tingly, which is a good thing. So just let it happen. And this love that is encompassing us is making us all one. So that we are always connected. We are always together. We are always sharing the love that we are. With each other and with everything and everybody else. And if you have any worries or doubts or burdens or anything that's been nagging at you, just let it go. And if Michael sees anything attached to you that's really not for your highest good, he's cutting it with his sword. So that you no longer have to even think about that stuff. And you may find yourself feeling lighter and happier. And just let it happen. And now while we stay in this circle of love, we are going to come back now to the call. So just take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. And so does anyone have anything they want to say before I do the reading or that they want to share? Or?
I felt a lot of peace that I know I've needed today.
Good.
Awesome. And nice opening as always, Barbara.
Well, thank you, John. I never know what I'm going to say. It just comes out of me. Okay, so we have actually two messages tonight. The first one is going to be from Raphael. And he says, good evening, wonderful. As always, if we say, as always, it we thank you for joining in tonight. So how are you doing since we last met? Things have been a little odd or off for you, perhaps? Yes, we know this is true. We see some energy bouncing all over the place. Your energies, dear friends. Boing, boing, boing. We are not laughing at you, but with you, as you know that humor amidst turmoil makes things so much easier to deal with every time. You are all undergoing major transformations, and a lot of clearing is needed in the physical, emotional, mental, and etheric bodies. A lot has been brought with you. Some of you packed well, expecting a very long trip from other lifetimes. It is now time to clear all that you do not need out so that you can move forward with light and the new, better energy. We understand how unsettling this can be at times. We are here with you and are assisting you as you do move to great horizons. You are all doing beautiful jobs with your clearing. Think of it as a gigantic clearinghouse where all old and antique items are stored away. That is what is happening. So let things go to the clearinghouse and be rid of them. A whole new and exciting shipment is coming to you. It is not easy and takes time, but it is well worth the effort, we promise. We would like for Barbara to read the message from Archangel Haniel from Linda's website, as we know some of you have not had a chance to read it, and I'll send that to you after tonight. It does go along with what we are speaking of tonight, and it is very important for the message that we give to be heard or read. With love and admiration, Archangel Raphael. And here's the message from Archangel Haniel. My beloveds, we are so delighted to be here to share some thoughts with you today. Dear children, there is much change occurring on our dear Mother Earth, your Gaia. Most of you are feeling many different emotions, energies, and are not completely understanding what is happening. We are asking, what is going on? Why am I feeling this way? When will it end? You see, beloveds, for a very long time, the energy has been very one-sided. There has been a great imbalance that has created wars, desecration of the planet and her resources, and so much mistrust of others. The time has come for all of this to change. Mother Earth is very revered in other dominions. We see her as a beautiful, giving, and loving being who unselfishly gives and gives and gives with love. But her willingness to do this has brought about much harm to her, and she is hurting in many ways. She is a living being, just as you are. So for her to heal, there must be a great change, and it is coming very rapidly. She cannot sustain herself and all life upon her for much longer. For quite some time, new energies have been coming to her aid. And for these new energies to come in, the old energies of hatred, anger, unforgiveness, self-centeredness, blame, separation, and lovelessness must be removed. And it is, my friends, it is. As you look at the whole picture and see the downfall of companies, governments, and regimes around the planet, you can see that this is what is occurring. All that does not serve your Gaia with respect, love, and compassion will and is being removed. In that place are new energies of love, community, cooperation, and oneness that will bring about a whole new and beautiful way of life. Know that it will be, and within the next 10 years, the changes will be drastic. So many have already come, and many more are on the way. So we ask you to be patient with the process, knowing that all will be good and life on your planet will be back to the way it once was, as it should. Each of you must also do your part in this change. We must all work together as one. This includes all humankind, as well as the angelic realms, the masters, and all others in the spiritual world. Being united in the common cause of hope, love, and healing will bring results that you could not even fathom at this time. Do internal work, dear ones, and let go of all that does not serve you. Let go of fear-based illusions and emotions. Bring them to the surface and then allow them to heal by letting them go. Yes, it takes some time and perseverance to do this, but it is something that each must do. Bring them up. See them with an open heart and then let go. Release all past issues that you have been harboring for a very long time or even for a short time. The past is just that, the past. Nothing from it matters now. Focus on today and now and let everything else fall into place. It will, beloved. It will if you allow it. Do not hold on to anything that does not serve you now. Go within. Get to know your soul and find inner peace and wisdom that is right there waiting to be found. You can do it, and you have all the power right there inside to do it. You know that each of you has a great number of guides, angels, and other spiritual beings who wish to assist you. You do not have to do it alone. You have a team who will guide you throughout the entire process. But as you know, the law of free will and the law of choice says that you must call upon us for that assistance. We honor your universal laws and will not give guidance or assistance unless you ask. So please call any or all of us in and let us together bring about a magical transformation of you as an individual as well as your beloved Mother Earth. We thank you and honor you with love and send peace, joy, and light to you. Namaste, Archangel Haniel. Okay. So, you guys want to talk about the message? You got something else you want to talk about? This is your time to say whatever is on your mind.
Now, how do we listen to the recording of this or download this?
I'll send you an email with that information. You call a phone number, you put in a reference code, and then you just listen. I'm also going to post it on the website, so you can actually go there and download it if you want to.
Hi, Barbara.
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, well, two quick things. One, I didn't quite understand the name of this message from the second archangel, but both were very powerful, and I was just going to make a comment about the message from the second archangel, because I find myself thinking very similarly, like, what is happening to the Earth? It seems like there are so many disasters happening around the world at the moment and over the last year. And my intention, my instinct has always been that Earth has had enough and she is fighting back. But yeah, it certainly seems that way. If I look over just the course of my lifetime, I don't recall periods where we were seeing such disasters of such mass scale, so in such rapid succession. So it was very powerful to hear the message, especially from the second archangel.
And that
talking
was Archangel.
About how leadership is coming.
Her name is Haniel, or his name is Haniel,
Haniel. Okay, great. So it makes sense that that dramatic changes are happening because for all the things mentioned, but very timely, I think.
Yeah, and it's a lot like when we're clearing things out of us. Sometimes you let something go and you start to cry, or your body decides to detoxify itself. That's a nice way of saying you get diarrhea. But these things, they happen when we are releasing, and she is releasing on a massive scale. And so
Yes. It's
coming out with earthquakes and, tsunamis and all of this other stuff, because all of that energy has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
She's ascending.
Yeah. Just like we are.
Yes, she's ascending, and then that's why all the clearing is happening, is so she can ascend.
Wow.
I was really struck by the message. I think I kept forgetting there was a lot there about Mother Earth. But I was just, it's like, just let it all go. You know, just let it go. It, you know, it doesn't really matter what's holding you down. It's only holding you down because you're letting it. And I've kind of been feeling stuck personally, so I thought that was very timely advice for me.
To just let it all go.
Yeah, just let it go. I mean, yeah. You know, you constantly, like, if I, well, as soon as I understand it, I can let it go. But I just don't even want to understand it. I just want it gone.
Yeah.
And I've been starting a, you know, sort of a cleaning out. Okay, so it's been a week and a half, and I have a box and a half. Like, it's like I do a couple things a day, if that. So I'm resisting the letting it go. Although I feel driven to let it go. So there's obviously some confusion there.
So you're decluttering your physical life as you're decluttering your internal life.
And still, but still hanging on.
Well, I think it's important to note that you are, it's been a week and a half, and you have a box and a half. It could have been a week and a half with nothing having been let go. But even though the process may be slower than you had thought, it is moving forward, clearly. You have a box and a half of stuff that you literally are letting go of. So it's important to acknowledge that. Even if you want to focus on that you might wish you might have let go of more by now, that's okay. But it's also important to balance that by acknowledging what you have accomplished.
That's true. Thank you, John.
And that just changes the whole perspective, because then it's not a matter of needing to blame yourself, which does you no good anyway, and you know that.
Yeah,
I know
that. It becomes a matter of just accepting what is and saying, well, I'm doing good. I've done a box and a half, because you are doing good.
Thank you.
And I think I've certainly shared on the call before that I have a great tendency for criticizing myself or focusing much more so on the negative than the positive. And I have been trying to make a concerted effort to focus on the positive much more, whether it be something that I had accomplished or more so maybe even qualities about myself, since I'm sure maybe others as well, but I tend to struggle with not only self-judgment, but self-criticism. So I'm trying to get more comfortable with voicing all of the positive things about myself to, again, I guess maybe like I said about Louise, counterbalance the negative things, that finding it okay to say, you know what, I am talented with this, or I am pretty smart, or et cetera, et cetera. And getting more comfortable with that.
And, you know, that is all part of learning to truly love and accept ourselves and to let go of that need to criticize or judge ourselves.
Yes.
And breaking that habit is so very important and can seem so insurmountable.
I think I've heard from both Louise and from you, Barbara, something that has helped me tremendously, which is to, if I find myself, you know, kind of judging myself for judging myself, do you know what I mean? Once I recognize I'm judging myself, then I judge myself for judging myself. I'll remember something that I've heard each of you say, which is to just simply forgive yourself for all of the choices that you have made up until now that you may not be comfortable with, but to forgive yourself for everything and touch yourself with love. So the forgiveness, I imagine, may be part in helping with the letting go. I don't know if that's helpful for you, Louise, but something that I'm going to try to incorporate.
God knows it should be, since I can obviously share say that to others.
Well, you know, we often say things to others that we don't really internalize, even though we know we should.
Well, or we, you know, I say it, and then I'm like, okay, are you listening to this?
I
so much easier to help someone else. I'm sorry, Michelle?
You do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. I know.
Yes, Michelle
really
and I have had that conversation.
Nope.
Wondered that myself, or wished, I guess, maybe is more of a better word, that I had the abilities in which I'm able to help others so effortlessly. I wish I had the same effortlessness in helping myself. And I'm not sure why there's why that is.
Now, I'm the same way in that, you know, what I do, I know is very powerful, and I'm always willing to give to others, and I always know that when it comes to working with other light workers that do things for me, that I have a strong drive to give back to them, because I know they very rarely receive. But I myself also need to receive as well. And am deserving it, and so on and so forth. And Barbara, you know, of her infinite love, gives it back to me a lot, and I would love to give back to her as well. But I haven't given the opportunity as much as I would like.
There you go, focusing on me, Mark, instead of yourself. Okay, I'm supposed to read a message that I got from Raja. Raja I'll send you an email and it'll tell you who Raja is. Okay. The message is, beloved, there is still much to release. Be as aware as you instruct others to be. Do not remain in thoughts of fear or lack for even 1 second. That is not something you want to create or remain in at any time in your life. Freedom is a state of being, not a goal to be achieved. You live in love, freedom, and abundance every moment. Allow yourself to live in the flow. Know the truth of who you are. Don't guess or hope. Live and be. That is all you need to do to experience what you desire. Release and be. We are with you. You are surrounded by love, always and forever. Raja.
Excellent.
It feels good to be surrounded by love.
Most definitely.
Yes.
And it is good to know that it's okay for us to focus on ourselves as well as other people.
And I particularly appreciate kind of being reminded to, rather than to, you know, wish or hope, but to just be, and to, that it's so powerful, that statement, that freedom is a state of being. It's not a goal to achieve. And as soon as you said that, in the present moment, I realized that I am free. I am absolutely free. And my first thought that wanted to come up after that was that, well, maybe I'm not, even though I am truly free, I may not have the abundance that I wish to have. Then as soon as I kind of had that thought, you said the piece about kind of just realigning yourself into that state of getting into the flow. And I know that that is something that can be as simple as just moving over a quarter of an inch internally to be all of a sudden in the flow.
Now what?
So that was terrific. Thank you.
We know they're inevitable. That's what she has the number.
Yeah, but I didn't want her to have the number, knowing that my phone was
there. I knew she would do it eventually. And that's why she hides the number, so you don't know it's her.
And you know, that is one of the reasons why we have these calls.
That she is an outright pest, calling all the time and hiding the number on purpose. So you don't know it's her. And she needs to grow up. It's irritating. And it's wrong and so completely disrespectful.
To create what we want in our lives.
It's completely disrespectful.
I'm sorry, Barbara. Go ahead.
Well, that is the reason why we have these calls, so that we can be aware of what we need to be aware of in our own lives, so that we can fully appreciate ourselves. Yeah, because think about it. We spend all of our time giving to everyone, trying to make everyone's life better, trying to help them see the truth, the path, or whatever it is they're looking for in their lives. But we don't really devote that kind of attention to ourselves, to our own lives, to what it is we want to have in our lives. We treat ourselves like we're just not as important as all those other people. And if you really think about it, how could we help all those other people if we weren't that important?
Yes, excellent. And again, be in the flow was a great reminder. And I feel like it's so, for me in the moment anyway, it seems like it's very simple to shift ever so slightly to be in the flow. That it's already right there. We just have to align with it, and it can be very simple. So, I appreciate that message to remind me to allow myself to be in the flow, and that freedom is a state of being, not a destination. So, in this moment, I truly can recognize my freedom. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, do you guys feel like doing a little meditation tonight, or do you have something you want to talk about, or...
Meditation would be great.
I agree.
Okay, then. Sit back. Get comfortable. Take a couple of nice deep breaths and blow it out. And now see yourself in a beautiful meadow. And you can look out and you can see all the wild flowers. And there's butterflies flitting from flower to flower. And there's hummingbirds and blue jays. And a multitude of other birds, all just sitting in the trees around the meadow. And they're all singing. And they're all singing for you. And this beautiful chorus of singing that you're hearing is to let you know how loved you are. And so you look out in the meadow and you just want to walk out into it, to be among the flowers, to feel the sun shining on you. So go ahead and walk out into the meadow. And when you get to a place that feels right for you, have a seat. Just sit back and relax. And you can feel the breeze blowing across your skin. And now you'll notice that there is a circle of golden light that is descending and surrounding you. And you are now in this circle of golden light. And you can see angels overhead. And you can feel the love from the angels as well as the love from the birds and the flowers and everything that is around you. You can feel the love coming up from Mother Earth beneath you. And you can feel yourself totally and completely encapsulated in love. And you feel this love coming to you from all of these different sources. And this love is awakening the love you have for yourself within your own heart. And you can feel your heart is getting warmer. And the love that is there that you may not have allowed to come out for whatever reason, the reason really doesn't matter, is now radiating and spreading throughout your entire body. You may find yourself wanting to just giggle. If so, giggle away. Because this feels so good. It's like a bubbly fountain just opening up inside of you and just bubbling out happiness and love and joy, and it's spreading throughout all of your body, and all of your blood is filled with these wonderful bubbles of joy, and it's going to every cell, and every cell of your body is now filled with these wonderful bubbles of joy. And all around you out in this meadow, you can see these wonderful little bubbles of joy forming, and they're just floating around you, and they just feel so wonderful, and they just bounce off of you, and they just make you want to giggle, and it's like someone's tickling your toes, and you're just feeling so incredibly happy. And let yourself feel it. Let yourself enjoy it. This is the way you are supposed to feel all of the time. So just enjoy this bubbling, this happiness, this joy that's surrounding you and bouncing off of you. And you can see little butterflies are landing on the little bubbles and floating in the air and then taking off and landing on another bubble. And it's just like this wonderful time when you were a child and you had that little bottle of bubble mix and you'd blow it and the bubbles would come out. Only these bubbles are just for you. These are bubbles of happiness. And just let yourself feel it. Truly feel it. And know that you deserve it. Because you are so incredibly loved every moment. And it's time for you to love yourself. And so as you feel all of these wonderful bubbles and you look around you and you see all of the angels and the birds and the butterflies and all of the happiness and all of the joy, and you know that it's just for you because that's how important you are. And just let that soak in. The fact that you are worth it, that you deserve this wonderful treatment. You deserve all of this beauty that was created just for you. You deserve it. And let yourself absorb that and know that. And feel that. Feel it in every part of you. You are good enough. You are wonderful. There is no one else like you anywhere in the universe. You're one of a kind and you are wonderful. And you are a blessing to everyone who's ever had any contact with you, simply because you are you. And you don't have to prove anything to anyone ever. And so now the angels are coming closer, and you notice that they have gifts for you. And they are laying the gifts that they want to give you at your feet. And it's a sign of respect and admiration for you. And I want you to reach over and pick up the gifts and feel them. Feel the emotions, the feelings that are tied in with these gifts. Feel the love that is tied in with these gifts. And hold the gifts next to your heart and allow them to become one with you, because these gifts will always be with you. And when you finish with the gifts, thank the angels. And if you want to, send them blessings. They are blessing you. You can bless them. You can even bless yourself. There's more than enough blessings for everybody. And just take a nice deep breath. And accept the fact that you are loved. And whenever you're ready, you can get up and walk back out of the meadow, knowing that this love is going with you, that all of these wonderful bubbles of love are inside of you, and that you can think about them at any time, in any situation, and feel that tingling, loving sensation again, because it's always there for you. And when you're ready, start wiggling your fingers and your toes, and open your eyes, and come back to the call.
I am that I am.
That is true, you are.
Thank you, Barbara.
And my cat that's on me is thinking the same thing.
So is everybody back?
I'm back.
Yes. Me too.
Okay. So, anybody want to share about the experience, or are you all still just feeling all tingly and bubbly?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I don't feel like that for like I know a long time.
And who would have believed you could feel like that anytime you want to?
I feel like, though, the meditations that you do, Barbara, really do help heal me on a very deep level. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Definitely.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to heal ourselves, so then we can help even more people to heal.
Now, I know, like Clarence says, moving into the conscious awareness of our quantum state of who and what we truly are.
Well, who we truly are is simply love. We know that. We just have to let go of all that programming that we've gotten all of our lives that says that we're these physical bodies and we have all of these limitations. Because none of it's true.
You make it sound so simple, Barbara.
Can you help me get my website working, Barbara?
Huh?
Can you help me get my new website working and worded properly?
Well, I can look at it. Send me the link and.
Yeah, it's very rough. Yeah, it needs a lot of work. So I'm still trying to figure out how to get all the plugins working.
Okay, send me the link and I'll look at it.
It's the Phoenix Sunlight Foundation. That's all.
Okay. And Michelle, it is that simple and that complicated.
Yeah. Yep.
But you know me well enough to know that.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's why we are encouraged to just take it a little bit at a time. Just one little step at a time. Just let go of one little thing every day. And, you know, after a year, you've let go of 365, depending on whether or not it's a leap year. So it doesn't have to be everything at once, which kind of goes against what we've been taught since we live in that instant society, but it really doesn't have to be.
That's true.
I like that idea of it takes the pressure off, and that you don't have to feel the pressure to let go of a great deal or all of it at the same time. Like kind of going back to what Louise shared in the beginning, that she's been letting go of a little bit each day, and and that's enough. That can be okay.
And the more you get into the habit of letting go of just a little bit, the easier it gets to let that go, and you can find yourself letting go of even more. So it does actually get easier the more you do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe that either.
It does. Until you reach those things that just kind of blow your mind, and then you have to go and run to Michelle and talk to her, and then you're okay. Yeah. That's what I do with Michelle, in case you can get that. But I always ask her an easy question when I go, like, you know, what is the meaning of life? That's an easy question,
yes.
Right?
Yes, something simple.
That's what I thought. But see, now you can bring those questions to this group, and especially if Michelle's here, you know, because she has all the answers, and we can talk among ourselves and discuss what it is that we actually believe, and we can see whether or not what we believe is actually true. And we can do it in fun.
True. That makes it more enjoyable.
Yes. And we are supposed to enjoy life.
How's the volleyball tournament?
I had to step out. I've missed probably the past 20 minutes because somebody got hurt, so I caught the tail end of the meditation, and I missed part of the conversation before that. So,
well, you'll have to listen to the recording.
Yeah, I will. So I'll have to go back and listen, because I was, like, all into it, and somebody knocked on my door. I'm like, dang it! I brought my cell phone down with me, and somebody's like, why is your phone being so loud? I'm like, I'm trying to listen and evaluate you at the same time, and it's not working. So...
Barbara.
Yes.
Is there any way that I can be of service to you and the others with what I do?
Well, we have 4 minutes.
Oh, can I guess not then.
Okay. Because I don't want to keep you guys over. But we can share things on our next call. So that's fine.
What was the question?
Marcus wanted to share some of what he does. He does multidimensional meditations and clearings and
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Integrating the higher, clear, living light code, so forth.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, my email is innerlightexpression@gmail.com.
Say that again.
INNERLIGHTEXPRESSIONS@gmail.com.
Okay. I'll have to get that from Barbara.
Well, actually, on the emails that I send out, everybody's email address is on there.
Okay.
So, you know, if you guys ever want to send a message to each other, you can. Like, if you want someone to send you healing energy, you can send a message out to the entire group. That's absolutely fine because we are here for each other. So don't think that you can't communicate or anything except for on these calls. We are becoming a group of friends. Now, this doesn't mean I'm inviting you all over next Sunday, but, well, you know, friends are family. They're just family that you weren't born into. And sometimes friends are even more than your family.
Right. I definitely agree with that. I feel closer to my extended family than to my own blood family. That's a definite.
Mm-hmm.
And so just look at this as an extension of that family of love that you are a part of.
Sounds good.
So I guess it's about time for us to close. Although you guys are already in that, you know, happy state, but I don't know, the dog wants you to be even happier. Okay. I can follow instructions. So just take a nice deep breath and just relax. And so we've come to the end of another wonderful call, a call where we get to share the truth of who we are and the truth of what life is meant to be. And as we are in this circle, we will stay in the circle. This does not end when the call ends, because we are always connected. We are always one. We are always surrounded by love. And Michael wants me to tell each and every one of you that if you have anything that is weighing heavily on you at any time, do not ever hesitate to call on him. He will be there for you. He will cut the cords to those things that you no longer need to have in your life. All of that baggage that you have carried around for years and years and years, you really don't need it. And if you ask, he will always help you. And Raphael doesn't want you to forget him either. He is here to help you to heal. Heal those old hurts, those old wounds, because you don't need those either. And all of the angels and all of your guides and all of the ascended masters, they all want you to utilize them to make your life into what it is truly meant to be. And so even though the call ends, the love never ends. And you will take it with you every moment. And so take a deep breath. And thank everyone for being on the call. And send love to all of the angels and all of the archangels and the ascended beings and the dogs. And just open your eyes. And come back to now. And that's pretty much it, unless anybody has anything else they want to say.
Just thank you, Barbara, and everyone else.
Yeah.
So cool.
Thank you to Barbara,
thank you
all.
It's good to be able to meet everybody.
Directive love and co-creation. Thank you all.
I'm so glad that you were all able to come, and I'll send out the message about the recording shortly. And I sent out the readings, so they're already in your inboxes. So if you want to read them again, they're already there for you. And I will talk to you all in 2 weeks.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Goodbye to all.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Yeah, good night.